Today, we will read Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that today you would speak to us. Lord, your word is a message to us. So I pray that you would help us to understand what you are saying. Help us understand and see ways that our lives change based on what we see. Lord, speak to us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. Okay, in today's reading, we see the birth of John the Baptist. Now, if you remember, an angel had appeared to his father Zechariah and had promised that John would be born. And here, it finally happens. And until that time, Zechariah could not speak. You see, Zechariah doubted. When the angel came to him, Zechariah was like, "Really? Is that possible? I'm too old. My wife is too old. How can this be?" And because he doubted, he was not able to speak for 9 months. But God kept his promises. And that's something that I keep seeing in this chapter. God keeps his promises. He does what he says he will do. When he says he'll do something, we can trust that God will do it. And so here, Elizabeth finally has this baby. She's an old woman, but God has shown her mercy and finally given her the son that she longed for all of her life. And she is so excited. And they name him John. And the relatives are like, "What? John? Who's John? Where did you get this name? Name him after his father, Zechariah." But Elizabeth says, no, his name is supposed to be John. And when Zechariah obeys as well and gives him the name John, his tongue is finally loosened and he is able to speak. You see, God does what he promises. At the same time, we must also obey and do what God tells us to do, which here was to name the child John. And as Zechariah begins to speak, he's able to tell all that has happened to him. He's able to finally tell the story of what happened. And everyone is amazed that they finally hear and understand the entire story. And they wonder, who is this going to be? Who is this baby John going to grow up to be? What will he do? Now, once again, God had chosen John for a very specific role. And his father Zechariah understood that. That John was not the Messiah. He was not the promised one. But John would be used in a great way to call his people back to God. So Zechariah is very thankful and praises God. And so in verses 68 through 75, he praises God and rejoices that God keeps his promises. God does what he says he will do. That God is a God who saves. Now, it's interesting, as I read this, it sounds very, the first half of this sounds very political in nature, that they are expecting the Messiah to come and to set them free from their enemies, that at this time, the Jewish people are under the Roman Empire, and they long to be free, to not have any other government over them other than their own, other than God. And so they think maybe that the Messiah will be doing this. But there is so much more that we don't see and understand. That as Zechariah talks about salvation from our enemies, about being freed from our enemies, and being able to serve God without fear, in righteousness and holiness for all our days, that there may be times when physically we are underneath a government that is against us. But there is something bigger going on in our world. It's not just the physical human governments. We are also in a world that is controlled by our enemy. It is controlled by Satan himself. And we are all used as part of a bigger spiritual war between Satan and God. But the great thing is, God is more powerful than Satan. God has the power over Satan, our enemy, to set us free that we can serve him. And so while the Jews looked to the Messiah to set them free from the Romans, he was really coming to set them free from the true enemy, Satan, the one who controls people, the one who destroys our lives with sin. And that's what's beautiful about this song and about this prayer, that Zechariah actually recognizes that there is a spiritual component, especially to what his child is to do. And so, as he's holding this baby, he talks to him and he says, "You, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High." That John was to be a messenger from God. And what was he to do? He was to go before the Messiah, to go before the Lord, to prepare the way, to give people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of our sins. That salvation doesn't come politically. It doesn't come through the government. Instead, it comes through God Himself. And it comes not by us doing great things, not by us doing enough good things. It comes through for our sins being forgiven. And only Jesus can do that. And so, God was coming among us. And it's a beautiful picture by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. That's what Jesus did. He came to us who were living in darkness, living in the control of a world that was dedicated to Satan, living in a world where Satan was the ruler, and using us to fight against God, leading people into sin. Jesus came, and he broke through Satan's darkness, like the sun rising in the morning, scatters and shatters the darkness in the night. That's who Jesus was. And that's who Jesus is. I pray that Jesus shines brightly in your life today, that you will see him, turn to him, run to him for the forgiveness of your sins. Lord, we thank you that you keep your promises. We thank you that we can trust you and depend on you, that you do what you say you will do. Lord, I pray that you would help us to follow and obey, just like Zechariah did, to do what you ask us to do, knowing that you will be faithful to help us and to bring about what you promise. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.